Module 4. How do we care for plants? Unit 7. How can plants be classified? Activity 11. Some people think that flowers are just a means of brightening up the world and beautifying our homes. But is this really the case? Undoubtedly, a flower is beautiful, and being beautiful is one of the uses of many flowers. But it's not their chief use. You know that when peach or apple blossoms are nipped by the spring frost, the fruit crop is in danger. The fruit of the plant bears the seed, and the flower produces the fruit. That is its main reason for being. Let's take a minute to review the parts of a flower and their functions. Look at the table. Starting from the bottom, you see the sepal. The sepal protects the unopened flower. The nectary produces a sugary solution called nectar, which attracts insects. The ovary produces the female sex cell, contained in the ovules. The stigma is the top of the female part of the flower, and collects pollen grains. The stamens are the male parts of the flower. Each consists of an anther held up on a filament. The anthers produce male sex cells, which are pollen grains. Finally, there are the petals, which protect the pistil and stamen and attract insects for pollination. During plant reproduction, pollen grains need to move from the anther of one flower to the stigma of another flower. This is called pollination. Insects can pollinate flowers. So can the wind. Insect-pollinated flowers are different in structure from wind-pollinated flowers, but we will talk about that next time.